The Clicking of Cuthbert by P.G. Wodehouse. The book is preceded by a dedication to the immortal memory of John Henry and Pat Rogie, who at Edinburgh in the year 1593 A.D. were imprisoned for playing of the golf on the links of Leith every Sabbath the time of the sermons is. Also of Robert Robertson, who got it in the neck in 1604 A.D., for the same reason. The book also has a preface entitled Fore, F-O-R-E. This book marks an epoch in my literary career. It is written in blood. It is the outpouring of a soul as deeply seared by fate's unkindness as the pretty on the dog-leg hole of the second nine was ever seared by my iron. It is the work of a very nearly desperate man, an 18-handicap man who has got to look extremely slippy if he doesn't want to find himself in the 20s again. As a writer of light fiction, I've always till now been handicapped by the fact that my disposition was cheerful, my heart intact, and my life unsoured. Handicapped, I say, because the public likes to feel that a writer of farcical stories is piquantly miserable in his private life, and that, if he turns out anything amusing, he does it simply in order to obtain relief from the almost insupportable weight of an existence which he has long since realized to be a washout. Well, today I'm just like that. 2 years ago, I admit I was a shallow farceur. My work lacked depth. I wrote flippantly simply because I was having a thoroughly good time. Then I took up golf, and now I can smile through the tears and laugh, like Figaro, that I may not weep, and generally hold my head up and feel that I am entitled to respect. If you find anything...